And with that, we're close with God, speaking in creation and applying in our lives. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you speak. And Lord, the most basic way you're speaking to us, because we're all sometimes hard of hearing, is through circumstances. We know, Lord, that the devil doesn't have much authority. The devil, Lord, gains his authority by people yielding evil to him and permitting him to do what he wants to do, whether in the nation or in personal lives. And Father, we believe that Jesus says that he has come that we may have life and have it abundantly. We believe that it's in your covenant, Lord, that we be freed from evil. After all, we were taught to pray in the Lord's Prayer that you would deliver us from evil. If you have to answer the Lord's Prayer for every one of us, no evil can befall our life. Lord, we recognize that we are imperfect. And sometimes we don't hear you. And it takes circumstances to shake us up, to realize that we have been deaf to you in some areas. Lord, on the one hand, we do not want to go into fault finding, so that everything that happened is some personal sin. Yet at the same time, Lord, we do not want to ignore the fact that when an accident happens, it's because sometimes we are not hearing your inner voice, so that you have to use the voice of thunders and lightning to gain our attention, or to gain the attention of the entire nation, to shake us up, to say, hey, there's something wrong here somewhere that permit the devil to do this great thing. Oh Lord, forgive us when we do not hear you. That you have to use lightnings and thunders. But for your children, it is not your will that we should hear only by lightnings and thunder, but we should hear the still voice of the living God. But we know, Lord, because of our imperfection, sometimes it takes a lightning bolt, a thunder roll, to shake us up. And we pray, God, that we will have humble, obedient hearts. That when circumstances are screaming at us because we are not hearing your inner voice, that we will be humble enough to say, Lord, forgive us. What have we missed? Forgive us. What have we failed to hear you? And tune our ears again that we may hear you, Lord. And Father, we want to pray this special prayer for everyone here and everyone under the sound of my voice. Father, I pray that only good will take place all the days of each life. I claim the promises over each life of those here, Lord. You said surely goodness and mercy. You did not say evil and tragedy. But you say only goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. And I pray for goodness and mercy over every single life here. And every single life hearing this word. I pray goodness and mercy, Lord, over each life. And Father, goodness and mercy is our default mode. It is what we should always regularly expect every day. Every hour, every year will be a year of goodness and mercy. Not a year of tragedies and trials. And I pray goodness and mercy to be on each one of our lives. And Father, help us, O God, when accidents happen and tragedies happen, that we would discern where the open door is and close that door, so that surely goodness and mercy will continue following all the days of our life. Seal this, Lord, in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.